We go into the jails. Actually, our friend Lloyd is just getting prepared to do that. Sue and I have been doing it for quite a while, especially in the West End. One of the things last night, Sue, I was in there with seven guys, and these guys came out, and these were the hardcore, far more than normal. Like,
spent a lot of time.
Yeah,
and rough around the edges.
Hardcore, but probably guys closer to the 40, age kind of thing, yeah, as opposed to the 20. And they're sick and tired.
That probably timed their whole life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're every one of them, and there was every kind of criminal in this
really?
Group we had. Yeah, you'd have loved it. Yeah. But
anyway. My type.
That's why you can't come in that. Anyway, one of the things, and a couple of them are saying, no, reality is, this is good. I like it here. It's safe and... you know what I mean? Because the world that they were living in outside, especially the guys that get into the higher end of moving the drugs and stuff, everybody's getting shot and this stuff all the time.
Yeah.
One guy lifted his shirt and he had a
huge scar,
a gash, nice, and wounding, wow, like from a 10-inch knife or something, took part of his lung out and stuff. This is the kind of stuff we're talking about. But and I was reading in one of the devotionals this morning, and it talked about calm and peace, and can we really... can we accept it anymore? Are we, we talked about this before, are we still kind of junkies for the fast life, and the zoom, 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 or can we, really slow down and kind of enjoy who we are in whatever our beliefs are, and really be calm and look into the mirror, and you talked about this one time, to look in the mirror and appreciate the guy in there or the gal in there, And I mean, really look, because we get back from other steps we work on, but you do this, you're looking at your hair or you're looking at your mustache or whatever you have, you're looking at that stuff way more than you're really looking at yourself, you might look, nice color cheek, but I mean, it's separate from who we are, So, how easy is it for us, that's three here or four, to get to that place today, and can we really enjoy it, or do we still kind of hunger for the the decisions, the quick moving, because I do at times. I want to be on the edge of it, because it gives me a zoom, it gives me what ginseng can give me and kind of
monster
thing. Part of
something, anyway.
There's part of the ginseng story we're not going to go about on the air here, but anyway, that's another thing. What do you guys say? What's your take on that?
You want me to go first? Yeah. Okay. You're really digging this.
Calm and peace.
Okay.
Here's one. Just accept the way. Do what you know to be good and right and kind and simply and all those wonderful attributes we hear about in Scripture, without the focus on me and my wants. There's a mouthful for you. So, go ahead, Sue.
Well, it's funny how you talked about calm and peace, because one of the things you said to me when I first came in, is everything okay? Because it was quiet for a few minutes,
yeah,
and I just had this kind of smirk on my face. And it's because I'm really, today, yeah, I am totally at peace with the world and
good
with myself. And one of the reasons it is, I'm going to bring it back to the 12 steps. All I know how to live this life that I'm living and be free from self, be free from obsessions, be free from drugs, be free from the things that hinder me living in peace and serenity is the 12 steps.
Yeah.
The 12 steps are the way for me. I can only talk about me, are the transformation,
yeah,
is the work that needs to be involved in my life in order for me to remain free. Before I went to Columbia, I did a fourth and a fifth step. I had a resentment,
yeah,
towards somebody. I was hurt. I was disappointed. I had expectations on somebody.
Yeah.
I was hurt and disappointed in myself and the way that I interacted with this person. And I did a fourth and a fifth. I have a great sponsorship. I did 6, 7, 8, 9, and did a whole, I wrote some prayers.
Say quickly what all that stuff means.
Oh gosh, okay. So, do you want me to?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
so step four, I made a personal inventory. I wrote down my hurts and my disappointments and my anger, my frustration towards this person, towards myself. Step five is I admitted to God, to myself, and another human being, the exact nature of my wrongs. Step six is became really willing to have my character defects removed. Step seven is humbly ask God to remove my character defects. So I just want to talk about 6 and 7 for a minute, because
okay,
I write specific prayers about those character defects and how I hurt another person. And I pray for 2 weeks over those. Mm-hmm. So I had more than 2 weeks. The whole time I was in Colombia, and I actually got my roommate to pray in agreement on those particular... Yeah, powerful, right? And then not only that, before I even left, I prepared my amends to make to this person. Now, it was not time for me to make the amends. Yeah. But I've been praying for this person actually prior to me even doing this step four every daily. So this whole time I'm praying for this person. And then when I came back from Columbia, I said, God, provide the opportunity for me to see this person and do an amends. I was hoping to run into them on the weekend. I didn't. I woke up Sunday morning and I just knew that today was the day. And I happened to text this person. They text me back right away and called me, and I did an amends. The reason today I feel so free, because I'm able to share my stuff, mm-hmm. own what the way I interacted, which I didn't feel good about.
Yeah,
you know, this person is very special in my heart, has a special place in my heart. I grew so much from interacting with this person. I was able to clear the air. I was able to hear some beautiful, loving, kind, caring things that he said to me, mm-hmm. which validated that I am okay. Yeah. And so today, why do you think I feel at peace today? Right? I get to walk in that. I get to walk in. You know, we don't have the promises of the program until we do step 4 to 9.
Yeah.
You know, and I need to continue to maintain that. And so that's where I'm at today. And you know what? Life is freaking good. There'll be another opportunity down the road for me to have a resentment at another human being, and I'll have to do the work again for me to be able to maintain what I have. But today, life is good.
Thank you, Sue. Lloyd.
Yeah, as for me, I mean, I'm at peace with myself today. You know, I create a lot of several social media websites and groups, mm-hmm. and you know, I never usually put my picture out on the out there, and now I can take the picture and put up, and people are like, "Oh, why are you posting so many pictures?" It's just how I feel comfortable within myself now,
yeah.
and at peace, and I could you know, put myself out there. You know, I was telling you before where I was walking past the mirror and couldn't look at the picture, mm-hmm. At the person in the picture, and now I can actually have a conversation with that person in the mirror, and you know, it's just a wonderful feeling.
Mm. That's actually good too. That's a good answer, because you know, I've kind of gone the other way, because I started doing videos a few years ago, you know, when I learned how it worked on Facebook and stuff like that, you know, and but I only wanted, it was for this stuff, you know, and it wasn't, I got sick of looking at me. I honestly did.
Yeah.
And I backed off a lot on that. I do a little of it, not once in a while now, but I backed off because it was bothering me, not because I hated myself, but I like that answer that you got comfortable enough with yourself. So, you know, if there's one picture or 1,000, really doesn't mean that much.
I actually have people that are, you know, upset and with me putting my picture. Oh, Lloyd's taking this picture and putting it out there again. But you know, one time I couldn't do that.
You know what? When I hear that, you have to be comfortable. You listen, when you go to bed at nighttime, you have to be able to look at yourself in the mirror. Look at yourself intently in the eyes and know that you did the best you could for that day, and that you didn't do anything to offend. Listen, we're always going to offend people, and people are not going to like what we have to do, but we have to be okay with what we do. Yeah. You know, like, I'm very strong in my beliefs, and I don't push that down anybody's throat. Ultimately, that's what I need to. I need to stand. Listen, today I walk with integrity. Today I walk with my own truth, and my truth may you don't want my truth, and that's okay. But ultimately, when I go to bed at nighttime, I'm not in the squirrel cage, right? Yeah. I sleep really good because I live really good. And I live in clarity today, and I live with a clear conscience, and there's no better way. And we need to do what is best for us, mm-hmm. and honoring our gut feeling around that, right?
You know, there's one of the things here that it said in this third step reference I was reading is that we need courage to let go, you know? They could really do, because to me that's the fulfillment of I believe in something. I believe in God, and I can truly let go of the stuff that I hang on to for dear life, worried about, you know, someone else is going to mess it up or something, you know. And that's what I was trying to get at in the beginning, just, you know, just giving it all over and being left with that much more pure kind of vessel than I ever was earlier on. Mm. You know what I mean? So that's like, it's almost as though you can see the effervescence, you know, the bubbly on the inside of you, and it can get closer and closer to the outside walls, which would be your skin or your body, you know, and almost as though you're there's more spirituality in there now than there was before, and there's less flesh. And I mean, in a way, it's the truth too. As you age, all of these things become less and less value anywhere, you know. And at some point, you know, like you party, we do go in the ground, maybe, or get burnt up, whatever we decide. I still have to go in the ground, by the way. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm with the worms, and they're with me, and we'll do okay.
I can read now.
I was gonna say I know a few people, Scott, from my past life. We can make some arrangements on that.
Oh no, I don't believe no. me. Yes, so no. do I. Anyway, folks, 30-second roundup here. Really appreciate you being on, and the two of you coming on. It's good. It's a good diversity there. We'll do that again if you guys want.
I appreciate being here. I find that this. The whole sharing the burden thing is making me grow.
That's excellent.
And I'm grateful to be here.
That's great, because you can start your own meeting. And so can you.
Yeah.
So can you.
Yeah. Yeah,
of course. And so can I. And we're going to do a lot of that. So.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for having us. Thanks for Jason in behind there. And
my pleasure as always.
And thank you, Jason. Know,
I think what I love more than anything is just making connections. I didn't know anything about you. You know, I know you a little bit, but hearing your story about where you come from, Jason. Me coming here, and I'm really connected with him on Facebook and what he's doing. And you know, I've got a lot of other resources that I connect with on the weekend. It's I love networking with people, and I love being able to. We have a profound effect on others. We don't realize that. Right?
I know, that's what I wanted Scott to. I told Scott I wanted to have a show with you.
We're all meant to be in fellowship with one another. We're not islands, right?
No.
We don't do this thing called life on our own.
We got a ton to do in the prison system.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
You know, a lot more for you to do. More for me.
I'm still waiting on my.
You'll get them.
I'm still waiting on my background check to come back.
I want to get into the federal situations too. So. Yeah. You know, we're going to expand that big time, probably more than outside. But anyway, with that, we're going to have to say sayonara.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sharing the Burden live on 102.9 FM in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show and hope you'll share it. Till we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.